Facts. Facts indeed.
Yeah. Man. We ain't waiting for the bomb to go off.
No. That already happened. That was the end of Secret Invasion. But speaking of that,
oh yeah.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, and no children of no ages, because you shouldn't be watching this shit. Anyway,
if you're 17, we're not going to hold it against you.
Welcome to True Story Bro Live, where we basically talk about a whole bunch of nerdy shit just online. As you know already, I'm your host, one of them anyway, Echo Ninja. Then we got Sir Wednesday, the Scourge of the Internet. Say hello.
Sup.
And then, last but not least, we have the royalty of royalties, Black Caesar himself. Wasabi. Looking like, what was that you said, Sir Wednesday? He looked like?
He looked like the Black Reed Richards. So he's so instead of Mr. Fantastic, he missed the Fantastical.
Suck on that, yeah. Richards. I got a better code name than you. Ah!
Screw you, Richards.
Oh, yes. Tonight, unfortunately, we don't have the other two. One of them isn't feeling well. The other one's taking a day because he had such a crazy day with work yesterday. And I'm pretty sure he just wants to woos off for a little bit.
Sure.
But it's okay because I don't think they're really missing anything on tonight's episode. We are going to be talking about Secret Invasion. We are going to be reviewing Secret Invasion and wondering whether it was really a secret or a public disappointment. So, now, full disclaimer, though, I'm not knocking on any talent or anything like that, but if you're going to put a show out that is based off of something that is pretty much well known in the entire comic world, and is very well known for intricate storyline and characters and all this other stuff, and then you junk it down to 6 episodes that are practically a half hour each, what do you think you're going to what do you think you're going to get?
Not so much.
Exactly. So, we're gonna go around the room here. I hope you guys like my new setup here. It's really cool.
It's dope.
It's a work in progress. I'm doing more. As you all have most of you know, I've switched my entire office around. So,
Oh shit! My man said it's a setup.
Couldn't resist.
Like I said, we're gonna go around the room here, and let's start with Black Caesar himself. What was your expectation first of this show? Okay. And then what was the ultimate letdown for you?
Okay. Before I get to that, I just gotta first say that there are unknowns and unknown unknowns, things that we don't know that we don't know. Because the absence of evidence isn't the evidence of absence. All right, now I got that out the way. Should have been said in the show, that's all I'm saying. All right, so what did I expect? As for what I expected, I damn sure knew it wasn't going to be anywhere near close to the storyline. It wasn't even like tangible, didn't touch it at all. So I guess maybe an invasion that was like maybe not as a high scale as the Chitauri or with the Age of Ultron. I know it's a take it or leave it Avenger movie, but you know, they feel that was like really like the best description of a full scale invasion, you know, aliens, androids, the whole nine.
Right.
This was more low key, and what I was expecting was, you know, maybe, I mean, I guess something more aligned on the coattails of something very Winter Soldier-ish. I mean, because they did have that whole spy and espionage aspect, and it was dark.
Right.
You know, I felt the seriousness, and, you know, Sam was flawless. He carried the fucking show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but yeah, I mean, I guess maybe something maybe a little more high scale. Like, it, like, I feel like they're the Skrulls' methods of, like, a reason of why they did what they did was more logical, I felt, than, I guess, the, well, maybe more than the Flag Smashers.
Mm.
Probably the one thing I will give them dap on.
Yeah.
Yeah, they felt, because Fury is known for his manipulations and using people. And yeah, while he tries to do it in the best service of his country, he doesn't, he, I mean, he will hurt people. People will be hurt. People will be, you know, just like betrayed as, was it, Garver, the main,
Graver,
thank you. Yeah.
Gravik.
Yes, Gravik, who was sensational. I loved Gravik. He was dope. Yeah, like the reason was pretty well set, and from what I saw on it, it just it didn't really like match up. Like it didn't really feel like everybody, they were going like to full scale war. They were just like causing disturbances like in Russia and blowing up embassies. I mean, yeah, that's a good way to start some shit, you know, piece by piece. But they didn't really go all out, and maybe they could have used more assistance. Maybe they could have used more like allies. I mean, I was kind of hoping even Rhodey would like, you know, suit up in there. You know, maybe like, you know, kind of the West Coast Avengers, because let's face it, that's like the B team.
Pretty much.
You know? That's what I wanted in terms of expectations. You know, maybe a little bit more, you know, alliances and like, you know, better help for Fury, because it takes more than, you know, just his, you know, cool secret spy methods to like get him out of this jam. I mean, allies, I mean, you know, friends in the MI6 and, you know, other whatever SHIELD agents are left aside.
Mm-hmm.
And as for the biggest letdown, I felt, well, yeah, I mean, we could just go right to the finale. Because I mean, you know what? But we all saw it coming. We saw it coming.
Did.
We knew it was going to be a train wreck, and you know, and now you have like, well, practically the most powerful, like, you know, super being on the planet now. You know, Gaia.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I know. Just absolutely insane. It was just like it was Skrull Fest. Skrull Fest.
Right.
Skrull, yeah, and it just, yeah, man, I just couldn't like make heads or tails of it. It was just so ridiculous, and it could have opened up a lot more like borders for, like, you know, more characters. And I mean, but also we wanted to really figure like who else was replaced. I mean, obviously we knew it was Rhodey and then Ross, but we wanted to know like what other like hints they would throw out there. I mean, I was really kind of itching for at least a post credit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to see like what could like lead up to you know, any like, you know, further cosmic adventures. And while this is all pertaining and leading to the Marvels, I mean, it doesn't really like say it, but it's pretty obvious. I mean, you know, that, or at least maybe a new Avengers
right,
or Young Avengers spinoff. Yeah. And I mean, but overall, yeah, I mean, that's why I was really kind with that score and gave it a 7 out of 10.
You know, okay, I mean? Yeah. You were very kind with that score.
I was. I was kinder with that score than The Flash, and that was trash, but that's neither here nor there.
So Wednesday, what was your expectations and what let you down the most?
I guess basically, to piggyback off of Black Caesar, I expected something very espionage heavy, as far as like close to like Winter Soldier, maybe a little bit of Falcon and Winter Soldier, and a little bit of Civil War mixed in with, you know, with maybe a little bit of what's the name, Age of Ultron mixed in there as well. What I got was the potential of something that didn't exceed that of an acorn. it didn't quite get to a tree. It just stopped at being a little bud and it never went anywhere because it got smoked out. In the start of it, okay, it's a pretty decent start. Everything was good. The battle lines were drawn. And then we had to fight our ultimate Skrull nemesis, which Gravik, a.k.a. Drizzy Drake, that's what I called him because he was Drake. He was like, anytime he came up on the screen, I'm like, hey, Drizzy Drake, what's that? What happened? I was like, he was always doing his shit. He was Drizzy. And
he was.
And, like, it started off okay. Even with that Ross thing, we were like, okay, well, that's not the Ross we know. So when did my man get nabbed? And that's probably going to be the little breadcrumbs that lead to something further along after this story's end. And to something that we want to see, because this was like a bridge made of macaroni. It was supposed to hold our interest, but it wasn't supposed to hold weight. And unfortunately, it started to unravel towards the end. Granted, if we knew we were going to get 6 episodes, which we knew we were going to get, and I think I said this before on a previous episode, we need to, let's say if the average is 30 minutes. We need to, on the last one, do like a double-sized comic and round it up and end it. If we only have 30 minutes to get it done, we should have 60 minutes to put a bow on it, send it, and get ready for Christmas. Because that's what we expect. Because 30 minutes isn't enough. I remember when we had, what's her name? She-Hulk. And it first started. First episode grabbed me. And then we had our little, what's her name? Post-credit scenes. And then after the fourth one, we stopped getting them. And it's like, what the fuck is going on?
Yep.
Like, what is the sugar on top? It's like they stopped giving us the little extra that we came to appreciate with these shows. And with this one, after the first, maybe second episode, I was like, okay, this is going somewhere. But towards the end, I feel like we sacrificed Maria Hill and Talos for fucking no reason.
Yeah, unnecessary.
It was very Jackie Chan. Who am I? Nigel, man, die off for this.
Absolutely,
like,
though.
And it was like let down because it's like, all right, cool. My man, he's all Scruff McGruff, Chicago, Illinois, 60652. And then eventually he comes to term. He's like, I got this thing. Basically, I was the Red Cross for freaking superhumans and just taking all their blood and putting it into one thing. And then my man Drizzy Drake was like, yeah, come over here. What's really going on? And and then basically give me this stuff so I could be an even super, super Skrull. So he was regular super Skrull. He wanted to be super duper Skrull. And I said, all right, cool. And even him, his motivations, I get he was angry. But to the point to him to do everything he did, it just felt like, I understand why you're mad, but did it need to take this much of a toll for you to do what you needed to do? It was very reminiscent of Joy from, what's her name? Iron Fist and her motivations in the second season. Like, okay, we can get why you're mad, but it doesn't warrant all the shit that has happened as that fact. His parents got killed. They were refugees. They came to Earth. You knew what it was. Fury's going to do what he can to find you a world. And Fury was like, yeah, I'm going to try. And even when he said after the fact, damn, when I died, I was like, you know what? I don't have to keep that promise. But it's like he was trying to do the best he could with what he had. He thought maybe they might be able to do something.
Sure.
Especially with Carol Danvers. But, yeah. And the shit that made me mad with the whole Talos thing, same thing with his daughter, with Guy. It's like, all right, cool. This dude, Gravik, is the reason why your mother's dead. Why are you still following this thing? And then for Gravik to do what he did and then basically like, fuck everybody, I'm going to burn the whole thing. What? Why was this the thing? Why did I watch this?
Right. Right.
Absolutely.
It saddened me because granted, there was great talent in there. Everybody's acting was on point. The stunts were good. Everything was dope. And it's just, we got this. And the only thing that made me be like, who else is a Skrull? Is because if they got Rhodey, and this is just something that popped in my head that maybe they'll use, maybe they won't. If they got Rhodey, maybe the Tony Stark that sacrificed himself wasn't the Tony Stark that we know. Because remember, he already had the kid already. Pepper was already pregnant.
Yeah, but you know what? That would basically just destroy everything of what we thought was going was happening. Because that piggybacking off of you. I'm sorry. Were you finished?
No. Just a little bit. But the only thing is, the reason why that wouldn't work is because usually when the Skrulls die, they revert to their normal shape.
Right.
So unless, because this nigga has some Infinity Stone residual high that he just kept in human form, which I doubt. I don't know. That was just a possibility that I hoped to maybe get him in there one last time to save whatever the fuck is going on with the MCU. Because right now, it's I don't know. With the exception of Guardians 3 and maybe Black Panther 2, I don't know. The ball has been dropped. Things that should have been better hasn't been. It's not good delivery. It's like I ordered a pizza, and then the cheese is on the roof of the box because motherfuckers didn't get their act together. So now I got this saucy bread and this cheese hanging from a box that I got to scrape off and taste all the cardboardy goodness. That's pretty much it. I'm gonna pass it on to you, Echo Ninja.
I expect, again, like the rest of you have said, I am the biggest fan when it comes to like espionage, thriller, spy craft stuff and all that. I live for that shit. Like, I love James Bond. I love like the fucking Jack Ryan shit, all those things. So literally my favorite movie in the MCU, or my favorite anything in the MCU is Captain America Winter Soldier.
Ditto.
That was like...
Very good.
That was like that was the peak right there for me. I was like, this is what it should be from this point forward, you know.
That's
clever. Oh yeah, and the Captain America sequels were legit, man.
Trilogy was fire. The trilogy was great.
I think he had a better trilogy than everyone.
He did
personally,
except for Guardians.
True, Guardians. It was getting, oh my god, Guardians, it got better and better each one.
Yeah,
but it was a close second. He's a close second.
The weakest one had to be the first one. As good as we liked the first one,
yeah,
the first one was the weakest one.
Of course,
when the other ones came out,
right? But
real time.
the whole thing blew up in my face.
Ouch.
The moment they killed Maria Hill.
Yeah, man, what the fuck?
The moment they killed Maria Hill is the point where I was like, what the fuck are they doing?
They killed your cousin, son.
like they seriously are just like, I'm just all like, why did you literally killed an OG character?
Yeah.
That was there from literally the start. You killed fucking Fury's right hand man, basically.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, for what though? Like, what was that death for? it didn't do anything really. If you really think about it,
right. The only thing it did was free up Colby Summers. She was like, "Nah, I'm out this bitch. Y'all niggas is sinking, and I ain't gonna play violin on this Titanic. I'm out." It was an honor. Fuck out of here. Write the check.
You ever notice that? Like, all his his best people are getting picked. Were picked off. You ever notice that?
The shit that he pissed me off about.
Yeah, like Coulson, Hill, Talos, and Natasha.
I will never forgive them for killing off Coulson.
No, Whedon's a dick for that. Just like he was a dick for killing off Quicksilver. Fuck him.
Well, it was. It technically wasn't his fault. It was basically Fox's fault. Because it's like,
listen, right.
You got to pay us money for this nigga. Otherwise, your money going Quicksilver. And they said, them niggas is like, them niggas said, what's in your wallet? And they say, fire this nigga repeatedly. He got shot more times than 50 Cent. That's why the nigga dropped. He said 10. That's it for you.
But, okay, so
catches bullets with his teeth?
nigga, please. but okay, so let's start with some pros with this that I feel hit the bar.
Okay.
The acting in it was amazing. The little subtle, before you find out that Rhodey's a goddamn Skrull, and not just any Skrull, a useless Skrull that is just nobody gives a shit about who they were. Me and Roundhouse had to talk about this yesterday, and I'm going to mention what he would have been a better idea in a moment, but that hardcore fucking talk between Rhodey and Fury in the restaurant, that was some hard shit.
It really was.
Like I was like, damn, bro. And then the train sequence with Fury and Talos. Mm-hmm. That was primo right there.
It was.
Fucking and then next you know, you kill this nigga.
They kill my nigga. They kill my nigga worse than Donovan from Only the Strong. That nigga, they didn't even give that nigga a service neither. No capoeira, yeah. No pananawe. Just let that nigga just stay in the field, looking like a fucking watermelon with legs.
A watermelon with legs.
That's fucked up.
But I mean. Parts of the writing were actually really good, but it seemed, I can tell that they cut so much shit from this show.
Mm.
There was so much things on a cutting board, on a chopping block, because like there's a scene that they show all the time and during the commercials and shit like that of what's her name? God, Gaia, yeah, holding the dead Talos's body. With the in the same place where he died, they never showed that in the show. Fuck. So and there's tons of shit missing. I'm pretty sure, and I don't understand why they cut it out. Now I can understand this being their most expensive, Marvel show so far, because of the makeup. And because of the makeup and the special effects that they had to use,
that makes sense.
Now I get that. And the special effects was just the special effects and the makeup was great until the season finale. Because I'm sorry, Gaia looked like fucking Morty.
with the big arm,
big arm.
And the memes are everywhere. And
they're correct.
They're like Pornhub. Jerking off? That's a jerk off arm?
That's like, a jerk off arm.
He was like, I could tell you a righty.
fucking what's his name? Quagmire, when he gets out of his house and he's like, how's that internet, Quagmire? It's great. It's totally great. And he has this huge ass arm. Oh my God. And my biggest disappointment though was the Rhodey thing. I'm not disappointed that Rhodey was a Skrull. Not at all.
What are you disappointed at? Tell it, speak with your chest. Tell them what you really feel, dog.
Don't. This is what I'm disappointed with. That fucking showrunner for that goddamn show, don't sit there and try to tell me that Rhodey was grabbed after Civil War. Don't tell me that. And the reason why you don't tell me that is because of the last scene you see. When the real Rhodey gets woken up, and I would have let that go, if in the last scene when Ross woke up and looked at Rhodey, And he says, and Ross told, you know, said to him, Rhodey, is that you? And then Rhodey would have woke up and said, where am I? Where's Tony? We like call Tony. And then it would have been great if he said, Tony's been dead for like 5-6 years now. That, and then fucking distraught on his face. You would have sold me.
You're right.
If they would have just did that one small thing.
One more thing. You're right.
If they would have sold, did, I don't know if you heard what I said. Because you were out, Black Caesar. But I'll repeat it. I'll repeat
it. Yes, please reiterate. Yeah, please do.
I would have that. Now the director says that Rhodey was taken after Civil War. Okay, the only way I would ever believe that is at the very end when Ross woke up and saw Rhodey, and said, "Rhodey, is that you?" And then Rhodey looked at Ross and said, "Yeah, it's me." He's like, "What? Where am I? What? Where are we at?" He's like, "Where's Tony?" He's like, "Tony." Yeah, Tony Stark.
Ooh.
Tony's been dead for like 5-6 years. Where you been? When did they take you? And you would have saw the distraught on his face. You would have sold me and every single other person in that on watching that show.
You know, did you see the meme with the roadie?
Yeah,
did you see the money meme?
Yeah, I'm the one who said I sent it. Yeah, it's like right. Roadie, is that you? How long you been here, man?
Man, I've been here since 2008.
And it's Terrence Howard. that right there, I even would have sold. You would have sold me on that too if that was the case.
Yes.
He's like, "Why you look different?" Oh. He's like, "What do you mean different, man?"
What do you mean different, man? But. That right there, you can't sit there and tell me, he was taken, I would say he was taken around Civil War, but I'm going to let the audience decide for themselves. No, fuck you. That just basically means, I don't know. I fucked up.
That means you come straight out of a comic book.
But, I mean, like, shit like that, and then... The fight, the last fight at the end. Oh, geez, come on! How number one? What science puts all the fucking powers together? Puts all this blood together,
right?
And makes a cocktail to just be whatever you want to be. The one thing if there's one thing I was wondering, I was like, wait a minute, what do you need T'Challa's blood for? What do you need Captain America's blood for? What do you need Drax's blood for when you have the Incredible Hulk? You have his blood in there. Who is way more durable and powerful than all three of them combined.
Correct.
I guess because they wanted to have it in degrees, so to speak, because depending on... Because think about it. Let's say if they did the Super Scroll thing for good and not evil, they want people to just be like, all right, go to this place, but only use this much power. Because if you do it on some Hulk shit all the time, your shit get broken immediately, and that it was a secret invasion and it wasn't a full-on onslaught, and I guess that's what they were going for.
I see what you did there.
That's why you have to have thank you. That's why you had to have various degrees of power, and as great as the Hulk's power is, it's still to a degree unstable.
Well, this is why they supposedly had Ebony Maw in there as well. Wouldn't you think magic would be, if that is magic? Wouldn't you think magic would be something that's taught and not in your blood?
A little bit of both, though.
For instance, Doctor Strange.
Mm-hmm.
That's something more taught than in his blood.
True.
Right.
But for other beings that were magic, they had something in their blood.
I can take that. So Ebony Maw I can take.
Bad boy, baby.
Like Wanda.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Why wasn't her blood in there? She was in the battle, indeed, too.
Yeah, but she didn't get cut, quick. Though.
How we know?
How we know? Because Vision was too busy catching the business.
Shut the fuck up.
Yo, he got stabbed all the goddamn time.
He did.
He was getting beat the fuck up.
Yeah. This is the one that broke the camel on his back right here.
He was Sam Jackson in motherfucking Deep Blue Sea. We're gonna get out of here. We're gonna turn that nigga into a shish kebab multiple times.
But like Carol Danvers of all people, how the hell are you getting her blood?
Cause she's leaving it when she's getting punched and shit.
How though? Nobody can hit her
before. But think about it. Before when she started fighting Scrubs and unleashed her power, her blood was going places.
Was it?
I gotta rewatch it.
Yeah, you really do. Because I don't think so, buddy. I rewatched that fight after I watched Civil War, and I was like, nah, buddy, you can't sell me on the fact that they got this bitch's powers. Oh, because, I mean, I'm sorry. They made her now the most powerful character in MCU. Like,
yeah.
What's the point now? So. What is the point?
I don't know. They're gonna put her into Operation Dracarys and then fuck up everybody in the MC.
But
the worst thing.
I just don't understand their thought process when it came to this. Like, I saw that in the beginning they were trying to lean a little into political like espionage and stuff like that.
Right.
And then lead into some other stuff and then dip their toes into this and that. No. If you're going to go into one thing, go into it all the way. Like, right. If they were going to... Shut up, man.
What happened? Okay, Mr. Fancy Man with his logo.
if they're gonna go political thriller and whatnot, they should have just leaned into it all the way.
Dude, if that's the case, you should have gotten the Russos, man. I bet they could have banged that out. Get the Russo brothers. They would have killed that.
It's
shit.
True. Like, I mean, that's what I was expecting, like the Russo brother level of like espionage shit that I saw in Winter Soldier, and this gave me a worse letdown than Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
I was
waiting for both of these shows to come out.
I was saddened by when somebody had put something on there like the finale of Secret Invasion was a bigger letdown than Quantumania, and now Quantumania gets a pass. And I say,
Damn.
And now look at what Marvel's doing now. Immediately once it's over, fucking all Loki. They literally want to neuralize you of all the bad shit that just happened.
All I gotta say is that shit just better be good, because that,
for real,
out of all of the out of everybody in the franchise, whereas Taco Bell's the only one that survives.
And Loki
is the Taco Bell.
I disagree with you there, because Secret Invasion was done before the writer's strike even was a thing.
Oh, but yeah, like he said, before they even announced the show, there was issues.
Yeah, before the show was announced, they cut so much shit out. Like I said, they rewrote this story so many times, and it's so much to the point where I I'm not even going to lie. I honestly think the writers and the special effects artists literally are doing the shit on purpose.
No, but those motherfuckers was overworked, the special effects motherfuckers.
That's what I'm saying. Like, then now they're starting to do this shit on purpose because they're like, yo, listen, you're not listening to us. We need a break. Or you need to hire more people.
Correct. They can only achieve what they can achieve.
Right.
Because there's only so many of them and so much time.
Of course. And not to knock them. They do great work. And the writers do actually do great work as well. It's just that, like you were saying, they're overworked, underpaid. They don't get the recognition they really deserve, especially the special effects artists. I mean, they're the ones who make the impossible possible.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they definitely had all their bags in the Loki basket. Mm-hmm. That was, besides WandaVision, that was the highest freaking grossing show. Yeah. Yep. And are we going to get another 6 episodes out of this shit, too?
No. I think it's supposed to be 8 episodes like it was before. Was it 8 or 10 episodes?
I thought it was 8.
I think it was 8 episodes. So
I thought it was 6. But yeah, you're right. I think it was 8. We thought it was 6 at first and then it had 2 more.
Of course it's going to be a turnaround because this is their bread and butter. Loki is what made them what made Disney Plus big. That and WandaVision. Exactly. Well,
yeah.
That and WandaVision is what made Disney Plus big. You know?
Oh, yeah.
So, of course, they're going to put everything into Loki season 2. Even with the thing going on with Jonathan Majors.
But
I really think that shit's going to be done and over with because
he got all the evidence. He got the people with the witnesses. Yo, he's good.
He is.
I'm just glad my man kept his receipts.
Yeah, for real. Okay. So it is. It's going to be 6 episodes. Okay.
I'm down with that.
Nothing is just deliver me something that I give a fuck about. Don't make it a thing where I waste my time every week. Because my thing is this. We had to wait every week because that's what the formula they want to do. They want to capture the magic of old school television. But at the same time, give me something that's worth watching. Mm-hmm. Now, after the third ep, like when they got when they got Talos, that saddened me because it's like first Maria Hill, first this, is Fury's like, oh, my niggas are dying. I'm like, yeah, but what are we really doing here?
Yeah.
And he's like, yo, why don't you want to call it the Avengers? And the thing that made me mad about this secret invasion is the fact that why is a regular undercover takeover from Hydra better than the motherfuckers that are freaking behind the scenes from another planet? That shit.com. That shit should be better by far. Like, even I remember before they decided to disband the idea of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and everything of that nature when they were all in tune with what was going on with the movies because they essentially turned it into a tie-in show. Mm-hmm. One of the biggest letdowns for me was the fact that we got Phil Coulson back, but the Avengers never did. How great an endgame would that have been if, what's the name, he saw Phil Coulson. Everybody would be like, yo, that's that nigga Coulson. We're back in this game.
Yep.
We're back in this game. But we never got that. Because they said, oh, all this hard work, fuck your shit. Fuck your couch, nigga. You could afford to buy a new one.
I mean, in the end, though, let it make sense, man. Let it make sense.
Yeah, but see, they can try to make sense all they want. And it's their property. That's what I don't get. It's not like it's somebody else's shit.
No.
Like, I understand, and the thing is, a lot of these fans are not even asking for, like, how most would. They're not even trying to be purists about it.
No.
They're like, we understand the MCU story you're trying to put together. At least make the Secret Invasion something bigger than you know, we're going to take over like a neighborhood than the world, basically. Because this that's what it felt like. I didn't feel any stakes in this show whatsoever.
Yeah. Let them run these streets. For real.
No stakes. Just pork chops.
Yeah. And not even pork chops, man. Man, we were getting tofu.
Tofu?
Oh.
Yeah, we had some killer tofu. I'm sure this was...
killer tofu. Yeah!
Well done.
Oh, man.
The beats.
But yeah, it was like... It was just sad because we had these people die who's been there from... Because you thought Maria Hill was ace. Talos was ace from back then because he met Talos before.
He met Talos before her.
Yeah. So exactly. For both of them to go out the way they did, I'm like, that's it. But granted, I get it. They're not superheroes. But technically, Talos is a superhuman alien and he was just getting his ass beat the whole time. Granted, he was just saying, you were the chosen one. He was just getting that everywhere from everybody. And they just did him dirty.
You were the chosen one.
Basically.
And he did all this thing. And then they had, in the end, even was some shit like, oh, yeah, the Skrulls better leave. Blah, blah, blah. I know the Skrulls on our side, but fuck them niggas. America. I'm like, what the fuck was the point of any of this garbage?
Another thing, too. What President Ritson said. Mm-hmm. About all extraterrestrials on Earth. So does that mean the Asgardians as well, bro? Are you telling them to leave? Good fucking luck.
Good luck.
Good fucking luck, right? Telling them to leave.
They're outlawing all the otherworldly people.
I'm sorry, because like, them Asgardians will destroy your entire planet if they wanted to.
Oh yeah, they'll go to war instantly. Yeah. That'll be a done deal.
But like, it's just that's fucking stupid, man. This whole show had so much potential.
It really did.
I had so much. I
should have did 45 minutes instead of 30 minutes for an episode.
Just do an hour. Just do an hour. Half an hour for each episode does wonders for the story. You could tell so much more in a half an hour extra for six episodes.
Do you think it would have been better off as a movie?
No.
It would have been worse.
Right.
You can't explain all that shit in 2 hours. That's why it was basically like three movies that went nowhere.
Or just
I mean, the only way I feel personally that it would have worked as a movie if they were throwing breadcrumbs in different shows.
Yeah.
And then boom, introduced this shit.
Right. I mean, even with like Armor Wars coming up, like, I don't know. I mean, I don't know how I would really feel about it as a movie. I mean, it could, again, another thing that could have very high potential, but I mean, that's a lot of wreckage to go through.
Mm-hmm. Wreckage indeed.
I mean, you know, I mean, that's a hell of, I mean, that's a legacy right there of suits. That's easy accessible.
It's just this.
It was messy.
Yeah, it really was messy. But the thing is, it's like, and again, I hate, you know, pointing fingers so much at Marvel with this, but they're dropping the ball.
They've been dropping the ball since the Eternals.
Mm.
Like, the funny thing is, during Secret Invasion, they were basically saying they're you know, the whole thing with Born Again, you know how people say, oh, it's going to be completely different, blah blah blah. It's going to be a little lighter. Now they're saying it's going to be dark again, kind of right. Like the Netflix. I was like, wait, why the sudden change all of a sudden? Because I mean, I don't know. Nobody really liked the bullshit you were feeding them before. Maybe even though it wasn't so bad, but if you're telling us it's going to be a lighter show.
I'm still mad that freaking the Kingpin got taken out by Haley Steinfeld.
I know. He'll be back in Echo, but I understand what you mean, though. Like, that bitch shouldn't have did shit to him. I'm sorry.
And then they'll be like, oh, they use trick arrows. I'm like, I guess you're right. But then that means the dog that brought pizza could have fucking defeated the Kingpin with trick arrows.
Pizza time. Oh shit. Nah, but that's why I was like, I'll give it a 6. Maybe. Cause when you said 7, I was all like,
I'll give it a 7 too. Because for the most part, we got stuff. The only thing is, I wish certain things should have been shorter. Certain things should have been longer.
Yes.
Like, I liked Olivia Colman's agent. That was cool. She was great.
She was a scene stealer.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Oh, but hell yeah.
That's how she is in everything she's
done. I loved it, though. Her character was amazing.
As far as work that she's done, she's always a scene stealer. Or she's very up there with whoever she's a co-lead in. My thing is, we wanted more. Like, granted, we got a little bit of Fury stuff, but I wanted a little bit more, a little bit less on his marriage, because that was cool. But at the same time, they really didn't give us anything. And then for it to be where it was towards the end, it's like, oh, and then he's like, oh, mopey, like, I'll just go up in space. Why didn't y'all niggas just do that? Why don't you just go back? My thing is, what Gravik's thing? What really did you fucking it get a 4? Gotcha, a fan 4 stick.
Also terrible.
Yeah, but interference.
Terrible. Bad.
But yeah, it's like the stuff that we wanted, we didn't get enough of. The Rhodey thing, I felt, shouldn't have waited to the end. It should have happened within maybe the 4th episode, so that way we could do something else for the final 2. Maybe made more of a thing with the whole Gravik situation, but I guess they need it. And even the whole fake Fury, it's really Gaia, to get in the machine, was fucking lazy. We knew that wasn't fucking Fury. Why the fuck would Fury go to a place riddled with nuclear fucking radiation and die?
Exactly.
Dumb.
Right.
Dumb a lot.
Like, the guy is not the best spy on the fucking planet for nothing. Like, why would you even think so?
For real. Deception. It's his ace.
And it was just, I was just so mad that that's all we got. And then after the end, now she's like, oh, my dad's dead. Let me go join this organization, whoever the fuck it is. What the fuck did we do? I know, and my thing is this. Anytime I hear it, oh, yeah, this is a thing. This is our group. It's Saber. No, bitch, it was Sword. It was Sword in the comics. Saber has been dropping the ball. Saber hasn't done shit.
Not at all.
What's going on, Elena?
Hey, how you doing?
I know it was MI6.
Here's the thing I wanted to mention that Roundhouse was talking about, the Scrody, as I've been hearing him being called now. He's saying that the person who impersonated him should have been the Skrull Queen. I 100% agree with that, though.
True, but then if she got
no
if
she was a Skrull Queen and found a way to escape instead of get axed that way, it would have been a totally different thing. She wouldn't have been able to do that face no more, which would free up Rhodey again. But
they'd have to take him out of the machine.
Well, yeah. He'd still be out of the machine.
I mean, yeah, I guess so.
But the thing is, I have a feeling it would have been, because the character was a nobody. It was a nobody Skrull.
Yeah, but you think about it, with the exception of our boy Drizzy Drake, and Gaia and fucking...
I mean, everyone was a Taylor. Nobody.
Correct. Everybody was a nobody Skrull.
Yeah.
I was just mad at the fact that they got all those Skrulls together and my nigga just murked them. What the fuck kind of shit is this? Why did we do any of this shit?
Yeah.
This was nonsense.
Yeah.
Very much.
Donovan didn't even get a funeral.
Happy Wednesday.
Hey, hey.
I wish I was a happy...
Happy Wednesday,
too. I wish I was a happy Wednesday, but I'm only a sub-tier Wednesday, but I appreciate your good wishes.
but, yeah. So, what... So you said you give it a 7. You get a 7. I'm giving it a 6. From what we heard from Man Has No Nickname. He said, "Oh wait, no, not Man Has No Nickname. That was from Roundhouse. He gives it a 4. Shit. God damn. Yeah, no.
Dragon.
Love that.
Other than that. As we already know, the show was ass. It could have been better.
It wasn't ass. Absolutely. It just failed us towards the end, which we talked about in many shows.
Yeah.
You can get us hyped in the beginning, but and I say this about movies as well, the last 15 minutes are the most important
they are.
In the entire series. Because
they can't.
Think about it. For an alum like, what's the name? Amelia Clark, she should know this from Game of Thrones. It was all hyped and everybody was watching. It was one of the few shows that everybody had watch parties and we huddled around. We wanted to see what was next. The last 15 minutes of that motherfucking show killed it. Was it True Blood Blood? No. But it was bad.
It was
a huge letdown. And as great as the hype was, the hype died because of that last 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the same thing that happened with Secret Invasion. It was a secret invasion, but at the end, you wish that shit was never was disavowed. I wish I could redact it, but we couldn't.
Damn.
Yeah, bro, 9 good men die off for this.
I mean, it's true though. It's true. You're right. You're absolutely right. Yeah. And this
wasn't well thought of.
Yeah, and I just feel that it's like blue balls. You had us going for so long. And then you too fucking long. Just stop and mm-hmm. fumble the ball and just say, "I'm sorry, I gotta go home now."
It's a fumble.
Like everything's going good and dandy, and the next you know, you'd be like, "Oh, I'm sorry, my son is calling me. I need to go home." And you fucking leave the dude there, blue balls and everything. That's what this fucking show was. That's what this fucking show was. I swear.
More or less, yeah.
That's the only reason why I go so hard on this show and I called it ass. It had so much potential from Jump Street to Elm Street.
Yeah, it went from a rising hope to a nightmare.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But, I mean... We'll see what happens with the next one, which is Loki, right? Yeah, Loki.
Yeah, hopefully it's high key because we need a high key win.
We really do because they need. Honestly, I understand what I don't even think. I honestly don't think Secret Invasion was put in the right phase. I think they waited too long for it.
Mm.
You're right. I believe
can see that.
The children are the future.
Teach them well.
Let them lead the way.
Too bad Fury didn't do that. They ain't talking about the green children, did they?
So burned.
They should have ate their vegetables.
Took their vitamins, said their prayers.
Because they're gangster rappers. Plus, they like cereal. Oh, man. I wish they would have wish I could find that.
Cabbage with ears.
Oh, cabbage with ears. Watermelon with legs, cabbage with ears. It was the Skrulls, baby. But yeah, it had so much promise. And it's like, I just need something to go right. I mean, it's crazy that we had a nigga like James Gunn complete this trilogy. Well, try to complete this trilogy. They fire him, hire him back, only for him to have, literally, in my opinion, the best trilogy of the MCU.
Right.
The best.
Absolutely. The best. The best. Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're
the
right.
B-E-S-T.
Best.
And it's like, and I guess that also shows when you're working with one director versus, and I don't know if all the other ones had different directors, but to have one clear-cut vision so you can finish it and stay true, that might be more important than getting every Tom, Dick, and Harry to change shit up. Because I said it even about Quantumania. I said Quantumania could have got a pass. The two things that pissed me off was that Darren Cross bullshit. And then the only thing they could have done, and I said it, would have saved the whole film. When the motherfucking thing, when the gateway closed and they were scrambling to open up again, all they needed was one motherfucking dude. They needed Michael Peña to come back and be like, hey, Scott came and he left this with me and I heard this whole place got messed up. So I said, let me go drink over to Scott's house. So I brought you guys this. And this thing, he said, bring this by anytime we need some help. And they put it in. And then next thing you know, he's like, oh, Kang disappeared. Let's go home. And then they go home not thinking they're going to be stuck there. And then he's like, hey, guys. And then they fucking all hug this motherfucker Michael Peña. And he'd be like, yo, what I miss? And then that would have saved the entire movie. That 5-minute little thing, they said, oh, we couldn't fit him in the movie. We didn't know how to make it work. Well, maybe I should be working for Marvel.
If I say, or at least have something tragic happen to Scott, at least, you know, make his, you know.
I was kind of hoping they would have just had him and fucking What's-Her-Face stuck in the quantum realm.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that's what the original thing was.
Something tragic did happen to Scott. The movie's results. That's what happened.
Oh, I guess they stay small.
Yeah. Yo, it was like, I, on this grand scale, the first two freaking Ant-Man movies were great. But then these guys tried to make it too big, and then it was just too small. It couldn't fucking make it over the line. Mm. And that shit saddened me.
Oh, wow.
Quite a disappointment.
Very much so. But, in other news, sad news, really, that we found out earlier this week. Of legendary Pee Wee Herman actor
Paul Rubens
has died at 70 years old of cancer that he's been battling for quite a long time. Actually, the guy was like a vampire, man. He almost nearly didn't age.
Oh, he literally he aged when you saw that new Pee Wee. That motherfucker.
Died. Oh no, when you saw the new Pee Wee, yeah.
I haven't seen makeup that bad since J. Edgar Hoover. With fucking Leonardo DiCaprio. I was like, what's under this nigga's chin?
I didn't know he was like very good friends with Cassandra, I forgot her last name. The one who played Elvira.
Oh yeah.
I bet.
But
I used to have the hugest crush on her.
I still do.
I wish I could have been friends with her.
Oh, yeah, who doesn't?
Good lord.
But he was. It's funny because he, even though everybody knows him, most people know him as, you know, a star for like kids show and stuff like that. The character Pee Wee Herman wasn't really for kids.
No,
to be honest, his character really wasn't for kids. But they somehow turned him into one, and there you go.
They watched it anyway.
They did.
I always wanted to, as a joke, create a character. I created a character that was kind of like Barney-esque, Pee Wee Herman type joint. His name was Alan the Instigating Alligator.
Oh my!
And basically, I would basically shoot it like, I would have the kids answering questions in the same area, but it would be at two different times. And then basically the alligator would just basically have his responses. He's like, Jimmy, that's what you're going to do. You're going to let Timmy punk you. You're going to let him steal your juice box. You're going to act like a little bitch. And the next thing you know, I would just have Timmy push Jimmy and be like, yo, I don't play that. I'm like, there you go. That's how you earn respect in this world. He's like, Alan, you're a grouch. She's like, shut the fuck up, Diane. He's like, shut the fuck up before I get Kimberly to pop you. He's like, Alan, you're so mean. I said, well, I'm an instigator, alligator. Take it easy.
I'm an instigator, alligator. Wow.
Yo.
Wow. I can't with you now.
So many celebrities got like some big starts from that show.
Cowboy Curtis,
you know, Lawrence Fishburne, right? Shit, Phil Hartman was on there. He was that sailor.
That's right.
Good Lord, man! So many memories.
So many memories, indeed.
And then
it was crazy when he passed. When he passed, I was like, "Damn, me and my lady, we watched the original Buffy the Vampire Slayer movie."
Oh man!
And he had one of the best fucking things.
The best death scene.
The best death scene ever. Yes.
Kicking the wall.
And then he just died. I'm like, yo, this was so fun. Even rewatching it, you could see motherfuckers almost break character because that shit was so fucking funny.
Oh fuck yeah!
Absolutely.
And I'm pretty sure he did like when they did the post credit scene when he got back up. Oh, and then falls over. I'm pretty sure that was just outtakes that they just kept filming him.
Probably. Yeah.
But rest in peace.
Paul Rubens.
He will be missed. Indeed.
He definitely will be missed. And that, my friends, shall, if nobody else has any further business for today, that would conclude this broadcast day. Thank you.
I want to send a mortar to your house.
Thank you for joining us tonight on True Story Bro Live. Make sure you like, share, subscribe, and comment down below if you enjoyed this episode. And also, hey, if you got questions that you want us to answer, or anything that you want us to make fun of, put it in the comments down below. And Sir of the Wednesdays, the Internet of Scourges, take us out, my friend.
That's the Scourges of Internet.
I went backwards.
Yeah, I know. Just like the motherfuckers who did Secret Invasion.
Oh!
Winner!
Jam.
Winner! Yeah. You're the best around! No, but like Ekonin just said, if you like the content we provide to you, and we know you do, feel free to like, share, subscribe, comment, all that good stuff. Catch us on the interwebs on our Instagram, which is at official True Story Bro on the Instagram. On our Twitter, we're official _ TSBP.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's called X now. Whatever bullshit. Fuck you.
What's X now?
Twitter is called X now. Twitter.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Yeah.
Since when?
Mm-hmm.
Since like a week and a half ago.
I don't give a fuck.
I don't either. I'm just, because I know some people are gonna be like, "Well, it's called X." Go fuck yourself.
The only motherfucking time I used Twitter was to a freaking smash freaking Uber for flagging my account because they said that I wasn't me. I said, y'all system sucks, and you can't let a dark nigga take motherfucking pictures that validate his identity, but you want to say that he's not him. You have 7 pictures that show on me. Fuck your life, dickheads. Anyway, they like to play games. And speaking of games, if you want to catch us on twitch.tv at Scrooge Story Bro, you can go in there and watch us play video games and have hijinks on the...
Or you can watch our live show. That's on there, too.
I'll watch our live show, which is on this channel right there, twitch.tv/official True Story Bro. And yeah, since that motherfucker ain't doing nothing, we ain't gonna even promote his shit. I'm talking to you, bitch. Love you. But yeah, if you're on the horror tip and you are craving the next horror genre film, comedy, whatever, project, movie, TV show, whatever, feel free to go and check out our boys at and girls at Saturday Night Nightmare. No S, just Saturday Night Nightmare. And check out our boy Echo Ninja, Crimson Adams, and the Man Has No Nickname, whatever his nickname might be for that week. And watch any type of horror content that they provide. Also, feel free to go to their YouTube channel because they're on their own. They're split up. Mitosis.
It's just a sister channel. We're still under the umbrella.
Under the umbrella. That's right.
Ella.
I'm sending an airstrike right to his house right now. Until those bombs actually hit, make sure you go to youtube.com/@Saturday Night.
Oh, shit. That was my mic.
Correct. Don't hit your chest. Tell with your chest, little black nigga. Anyway. when you're trying to quench your thirst, whether you're at a convention, at home, or just, you know, walking about, feel free to grab a tasty beverage at www.drinkwildbills.com. Use our promo code TrueStoryBro for not 5, but 10% off to quench your beverage. Not 5, but 10, T-E-N% off from your boys, True Story Bro. Wild Bill Soda, Noble Jess Bills. Enjoy and have fun. And don't forget to get some of our merch by our faces at our merch store at true-story-bro.creator-spring.com. And as our boy from Great Beyond, don't be bitches, make us famous. By our faces, we love you.
Also,
and all that stuff. You go say some more stuff. I'm done.
Okay. Also, since the Ahsoka show is going to be coming up in 21 days, we're not showing it now, but our very own Black Caesar is designing a shirt, special shirt for all of you guys out there. It will be there on the store way before the show comes out. So, once we announce it on any of our social medias, we make sure you get that shirt because it is a limited shirt for the time that it's going to be out. So it's going to be cool to wear it while you're watching your Ahsoka show. We're not going to disclose it just yet because it's a special one and I want to make sure all of you see it all at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
but anyway... you can get that at the merch store that you see down below right there.
Oh, yes.
And without further ado, we're just going to get the fuck out of here, guys. Nice seeing you again.
Whatever he said.
Peace, love, and chicken grease. Don't be bitches, make us famous. Peace.
Peace. Spaceballs the toy.
What the fuck?
Made it.